This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Whether it's your first time tuning in to Auto World or whether you're a regular listener here to the broadcast, I want to welcome you with open arms. We've got an outstanding lineup for you here today. We're going to kick things off with Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Find out all about some of the things happening in the Motor City and around the automotive world. Coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by Don Jones from the OldCarGuys.com. We're going to go back in history and talk about an engine from Buick called the Nailhead. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we'll be joined by ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans as we pop the hood, and we've also got other great guests planned, so I will leave you waiting with bated breath for those as we bring you the best guests here every week, each and every week here on Auto World. Telephone wise, here's the number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to one of our favorite guys, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He's a contributor to NPR, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, good to be with you, Bob.
Why don't we begin by talking about, as we've talked about a lot recently, and that is the fact that the automakers, in particular GM, just keep rolling out recalls. And the latest surprises me a little bit. It's the Halo car for the Chevrolet brand, and certainly the Halo car for the performance side of General Motors. The Corvette has been put on hold due to some problems. Tell us more, Paul.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? We really were hoping that GM had gotten past its worst recall problems. In fact, Mary Barra, the CEO, just last weekend said that they were, as far as they knew, past the big mess. You know, what was the total, Bob? 65 recalls and 30 how many million cars recalled through the end of July? And we didn't hear much of anything last month. It was sort of refreshing to see that GM might have gotten a month without a recall. Lots of other folks had them. So GM was a little bit off the hook. And then here we have the brand new 2015, not only subject to one potential problem, but two. Now, this is not a recall yet. This was a stop sale, which meant that the company told dealers, hold on, don't do anything with these vehicles. We know there's 2,800 cars that have one of two problems. But some were in customer hands, so they'll have to fix those. And I expect they will make it a formal recall sometime the next week or so. So there they are again.
Here we go again. One more time, more recalls. And let's talk about that other big announcement last week from Mary Barra, and that is the fact that General Motors is going ahead with kind of a merging of technologies and what they're calling super cruise control. This will allow drivers to actually, under certain circumstances, certain highway circumstances, certain bumper-to-bumper stop-and-go traffic, to actually take their hands not only off the wheel, but also take their feet off the pedals. This is definitely a bold step by the automaker.
Yeah, you know, Bob, we've already been seeing an awful lot of cars you can take your feet off in just about any circumstance. So the Mercedes S-Class, for example, will do stop and follow stuff even in dense traffic. So that in itself is not entirely new. What's really special is we're beginning to see cars that will allow you, as you said, to take your hands off the wheels. There's several out there. Acura has one. I guess you could say that the Infiniti Q50 with their steer-by-wire system, you could more or less do the same thing. You know, these are vehicles that could essentially steer for themselves under ideal circumstances on highways, not necessarily on local roads, but on highways. Well, the idea is that General Motors is going to take it the next step, and they are saying point blank, you could drive, well, across country without having a hand on the wheel or your feet on the brake. You'll need to be ready to grab, you know, grab and stop if necessary. But you'd be able to drive cross country and only get on the brake and put your hands on the wheel to get off, to get fuel or hit a pit stop.
Absolutely amazing technology. It's all coming so quick, Paul. It seems like all the safety technology, the radar-based technology, and a number of other factors have combined to bring this technology quicker into the marketplace, a little quicker than I expected.
Yeah, all of us feel the same way, I would think, Bob. I talked to even some of the proponents of autonomous driving, self-driving vehicles, and a lot of them will admit that this is coming so fast. Nissan, just a year ago, shocked most everybody out there when it said it planned to have a fully autonomous vehicle, meaning it would be able to drive on its own under all circumstances, local roads and highways, by 2020. And now that seems almost like, oh yeah, okay, you and who else? You know, Google is going to be rolling out fully autonomous vehicles in prototype form, starting, well, I guess they may have one or two on the road by now. I have to check and see if they've taken any deliveries yet. The first couple will have steering wheels as backup, but the Google prototypes, which will only drive at slow speed, will not even have steering wheels for the majority of the prototypes. They won't have steering wheels. They won't have pedals. The only thing that would be there for you as a passenger, because it won't be a driver, would be an emergency stop button. So, yeah, this technology is coming so quickly. I think it's going to shock everybody once it's here.
No question about it. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. What do you think about this, folks, listening to us right now? We're live across North America on great radio stations around the world, GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. What do you think about this move by General Motors, the Super Cruise Control? Super Cruise is what they're calling it. Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Those are the best ways to get in. I'd love to get some listener feedback on this. Paul, I know one of the, you know, in certain circumstances, I know Mary in her address of a week ago mentioned that there's a road. I have never done this. I've always longed to do it. Going from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, I always dreamed someday when I was with MotorTrend that I would take one of the MotorTrend press vehicles and drive my way over to the SEMA show. And I've heard from so many folks that that's a pretty barren highway. And she cited that as an example of a highway that you could really utilize this technology.
Yeah, exactly. That is a relatively low-travel freeway out there. What is that, the 10, I believe, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the 10. And so that would be a good one. Plus, if you recall, Nevada actually has in place a new autonomous vehicle law. California is also putting one into place. So you'd be able to do it under the law, that the laws of those two states by the time this vehicle comes to market. That's one of the reasons she pointed to it. What's interesting is that those two states and Michigan, and I'm trying to think if any other states now have autonomous laws. There's others that are considering them. At least initially, the plan is for these states want to have somebody sitting behind the wheel, their hands, if you will, hovering, ready to grab the steering wheel if something happens. And the idea of taking things the next step, the way Google is talking about, well, that's still seen as a few years off.
When we come back on the other side, speaking of Nevada, we'll talk about Nevada and Tesla, and we'll also talk about some other new vehicles on the horizon that Paul and his team have had the opportunity to pilot recently. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
for joining us. Paul Eisenstein is with us. He's one of our regular contributors, one of our favorite guys, and we're talking about some of the stories making headlines. We've been talking about autonomous driving, and Paul cited that Nevada has already signed off on that, and Nevada has also recently approved a big package for the electric car maker Tesla. Tell us about this.
Oh, boy, this is a big deal. A little controversy, though. Ultimately, it went exactly the way that the governor, Brian Sandoval, wanted. You may recall, Bob, not all that many months ago, Tesla's CEO and founder, Elon Musk, announced that they were going to do something he, in typical Elon Musk hype fashion, declared the Gigafactory. It will be the world's largest lithium-ion battery plant, built in cooperation with Panasonic, and the cost is estimated to run as high as $5 billion. Well, of course, Musk and company wanted to have a bunch of that covered by taxpayers because, you know, that's the way it works these days. So they went hunting all over the country, and they got immense bids from a number of states. California, Texas, New Mexico, and Nevada were in the finals, and when Nevada won the bid, it turned out they were giving away plenty, over $1.25 billion.
Mm.
$1.25 billion to get Tesla to show up. Now, what do they get for the money? Again, it should be the largest battery plant in the world. 3,000 construction jobs when it starts operating in, 2017, I believe, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
This thing will be producing an immense amount of batteries and eventually get up to something like 6,000 direct jobs and supposedly paying pretty well, something like $25 an hour plus benefits. But they'll also be adding thousands of jobs to the local economy to support the plant. So they're claiming that the payoff will be something like 10 to 1 to the economy. But the thing is, Tesla will pay no taxes, single sou or cent to Nevada for at least 10 years and pay very, very little for 20. So it's pretty amazing.
Paul, I mean, this is a tough question, and I hesitate to ask you. I myself, I've never driven a Tesla. I have been in them at auto shows. You do see them in the affluent areas of this country. But here's an automaker, as far as I know, that has only sold about 40,000 vehicles to date. And what do you think about the overall future for this brand? They're trying to reinvent the way vehicles are sold, not going through the traditional dealer, having mall stores. I don't know. Tesla doesn't give me a warm and fuzzy feeling.
No, but it gives a lot of people a lot of excitement. And so, will Tesla make it? Bob, I wish I knew. I wish I knew, because if I was allowed to either sell or, put money down on stocks, I would know then whether I would short it or I would be buying it. Again, I can't because of what I do. But there are so many arguments you can make either way. Wall Street's making a bet on the automaker. What's their stock right now? I haven't looked in about a week, and they were up in 265, 270.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A share. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
If General Motors were to have the same valuation, they would be 10 times what they are right now. I mean, they blow out of the water everybody in the auto industry. They're up there with an Apple in terms of what investors believe they're worth. Now, let's get back to the real question. Are they worth it? They've only so far made a small Roadster, limited numbers, out of production. They have a Model S, which got rave reviews, so there's been some reports of problems lately. Not major, but some concerns. They have the Model X, which is their sport utility vehicle, coming early next year. Year and a half late.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, and this is the big one, they have the Model 3. And that will be the vehicle which will make or break them, because this is going to be the mainstream vehicle. That's why they're building the Gigafactory. Volumes much, much greater than we've ever seen before, and a price tag of about $35,000 to $40,000 to start with, or roughly a third of what a fully loaded Model S will go for. So that's going to be the real test. They are either going to prove that battery power can go mainstream, or they're going to prove that battery power was a nice idea, thank you very much, and goodbye.
We're going to have to cover it and watch it here at the DetroitBureau.com and AutoWorldRadio.com. Paul, before we go any further, remind folks of all the cool stuff that they can get 100% free at your wonderful website.
Thanks, Bob. Yes, absolutely free. Whatever you're looking for, whether you're a car buyer, seller, enthusiast, somebody who's just looking to keep up on the business of the automotive world, you'll find that and more at thedetroitbureau.com. And not just local, you'll find everything from automotive maker, the auto industry around the world. You can not only read it on the site, but you can get our mailings. We'll tell you every time a new story's up, or just give you a wrap-up once a day, once a week, once a month. You also get RSS feeds and Twitter feeds. And again, everything is free, Bob.
That's great. Got to hear about the 2015 Lexus RCF. I know you got the opportunity to take this car on some hot laps and check it all out. Tell us all about this new Lexus.
Yeah, this was quite a fun little trip I had this last week. I'm not sure how many of your readers know, or listeners, I should say, know much about it, but the RCF is the newest entry to the Lexus lineup. It is more than just a new name for the old IS coupe. It's a peculiar thing because the chassis it's on is a bit of a hybrid. It's got the newest GS front. It blends sort of the IS convertible platform in the middle, and then the new IS in the rear, all beefed up even more. They've reinforced the thing to make it even stiffer, and you really feel that when you get on the track. We had a chance to take it out on the streets going north from New York up to Monticello Raceway, which is one of my favorite tracks, by the way. 500 feet of elevation changes, 3.6-mile track. I mean, there's only a couple in the U.S., like Road America, that are still anywhere near what this is like. And we flogged it. Now, we drove all the different versions, the RC 350, the base model, the RCF Sport, and then the RCF, which is the 467-horsepower version. And I got to tell you, the F Sport, that big V8, really will surprise people. Controversial-looking vehicle. I'm not a huge fan of the nose. That spindle grille leaves me a little cold. Other people love it. But in terms of the driving dynamics, I really think that this vehicle is going to really surprise a lot of folks.
Are they looking to take some buyers away from the 3 Series and 4 Series from BMW?
Oh, yeah, very definitely. That's among their targets. They're looking to try to take away buyers from BMW, from Audi, from Mercedes, from Cadillac, from anybody that they can. And here's the thing for Lexus. You know, this is a brand that has struggled for many, many years to prove to the public that they're more than just a yawn, boring but reliable brand. And that's going to be the real test of what happens here. Are they more than just, you know, that boring, bland brand of the past? And this may convince people that it's not the same Lexus brand, you know, not your father's Lexus, if you will.
Very well said. Paul, I'd love to talk to you for a full hour, but we'll do that hopefully maybe next week. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Good to be with you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World around the bend.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Let's have some fun. Let's play some trivia here. Just for the heck of it, why don't we make it a relatively easy question. And that is about the special high-performance, ultra-high-performance variant of the Buick Grand National. The last year of production of the Buick Grand National brought us a limited production variant of that vehicle. What was the name of that limited production model, which put out significantly more ponies and is today highly collectible, as are all Grand Nationals? We would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. What can I give you in return? Well, number one, I can give you some cool prizes, courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy and his team are standing by, ready to give you something really cool. And also Marie from Wash Drops is going to throw in some great product samples of this wonderful new way to wash your vehicle. So give us a call, 855-660-4261, or fire an email, bob@boblongradio.com. We move now to the great state of Missouri and bring forth the man known as the Old Car Guy himself. From the oldcarguys.com and the Old Car Guys Media, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Don Jones. Don, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. Had a great time at the swap meet early this morning, and went over to the Rat Rod show where they were drag racing down the middle of Natural Bridge in North St. Louis, and not a cop in sight. It was kind of remind me of being a teenager.
Tell us a little bit more about this Rat Rod show. I'm very curious.
Yeah, it had other cars besides Rat Rods, but it was billed as as predominantly Rat Rods, and there were probably 50 or 60 of Rat Rods. And then for our audience that isn't really familiar with a Rat Rod is, it's basically taking four wheels, a frame, an engine, and any junky looking parts you can find, and configure it into something that your mother wouldn't want you to park in the driveway. So it may be using old street signs for floorboards, one car had license plates used to patch up holes in the sheet metal on the side. So there's all kinds of configurations, all kinds of engines. But the one thing that I always notice, being a former safety engineer, is that they don't. It may look like a piece of junk on the outside, but when you start taking a look, you'll discover that the things that are important, like steering brakes, engine, the fuel systems are very well designed. Even though they look like they're refugees from the junkyard, most of them are pretty quick and pretty safe. And some of them look like they're good candidates for me to sell them stuff out of the junkyards that I represent. So we've got a lot of cards today. And
that's great. Well, we're going to shine the spotlight on Buick in particular. I got the Buick trivia question out there, and in particular, an engine known as the Nailhead. Before we get to the Nailhead, let's go way back in Buick history. I understand Buick was actually a pioneer in the development and use of overhead valve engines. Tell us about this, Don.
Right. They were, going back to the time of the first Buicks rolling out. But even going way back to 1923, they introduced an overhead valve six-cylinder engine. And strange as it may sound, we found one of these engines up in Nebraska last week when we were searching a salvage yard up there. We have a picture of it up on the old car guy's website now. It's, we got the car and the engine for sale. But this was about a 23 to 25 Buick overhead valve six-cylinder engine. They were introduced in two horsepower configurations, 50 and 70, and by 1925, Buick had eliminated their four-cylinder engines from any of their cars, and they kept the engine going. In 28, they increased the horsepower to 63 and 77, and they kept that engine until 1931, where they introduced their straight-eight overhead valve engine, and they kept that engine until 1953. So a 22-year run for an engine, that's a pretty good run.
It most certainly is. Let's talk about the Nailhead. The 1953 straight eight was replaced, as you said, by that V8 Nailhead. Where did it get its name? It's such an unusual name.
Well, it got its name basically from the small valves that it had in it. And the hot rodders, they gave it its name. For somebody that has never seen any of these old engines, they were kind of unique in the way they were designed, because instead of having a valve cover that was at an angle, the valve covers basically sat flat on the head. It caused restrictions with the intake ports and the exhaust ports, and consequently the valves were smaller to adjust for this, and they made up the small valves by having very, very robust cams in them. So they had a higher lift and a higher duration in order to get those the fuel in and the exhaust gases out. So I think they were originally called the Nail or something, and then they changed it to, I guess Nailhead sound cooler after a while. They were quite a engineering accomplishment for 1953.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the nuances of this particular family of engines. I understand the Nailhead V8 family used some interesting pieces, including a special camshaft.
Right, yeah. They even some of the stock cams that Alford and later engines were more robust than some of the grinds that you get from Hurst or Crower, two big names in the camshafts at the time. So it's kind of important if you're going to rebuild a engine, particularly the later engines, to before you go out and spend a lot of money on a camshaft, to go ahead and see what you've got, see what's in the engine, and see what might be available on other engines of the same size, but maybe a few years later, that even had a more robust cam. So I think I would be looking at, I'm always trying to save a buck when I'm doing a build, is it's just what's available off the shelf, so to speak.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about the history of this famous engine from Buick. I understand the first generation of the Nailhead was offered from 53 through 56. Buick offered the engine in two sizes, a 264 cubic inch and the Big Brother, the 322. Not many of the parts of the first generation engines are interchangeable with the later generations. Let's talk a little bit about the second variation of the Nailhead, which came out in 57.
Okay, yeah, the by 57 they got rid of the both the 264 and the 322, and they replaced it with a 364 cubic inch engine, and the parts from the 264 and 322 were interchangeable, but they were not interchangeable with these later engines. So that 364, and they used that from 57 to 66. It was a more robust engine. It was offered in the Buick Special with a two-barrel carburetor. It put out around 250 horsepower, but they had a really great engine that, with a four-barrel carburetor, was putting out 300 horsepower, which is an awful lot of horsepower for the early 60s and the late 50s.
Absolutely. That's some significant power. We'll put it in neutral for a pit stop when we come back on the other side. More about the Nailhead engine from Buick. Got that trivia question out there. The limited edition variant of the Buick Grand National. Give us a call. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there?
Jones is with us from theoldcarguys.com. Don is also dabbling in the world of media, television, radio, and much more. And right now he's telling us all about Buick, and in particular the Nailhead engine and all of the different incarnations of the Nailhead. And Don, as you pointed out, these engines continue to get bigger and more powerful. But I understand, as a general rule, though, the Nailhead family was designed for low-end torque rather than horsepower. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And in fact, during break, I was just thinking about my first Nailhead, which was a 54 with the 264 in it, with a little two-barrel carburetor. And that thing, when it was a three-speed out of column, which was kind of rare in Buicks, even in those days, very early they went to the automatics, that thing would just smoke the tires. It was unbelievable, and it would smoke them through all three gears. So I thought I really had something. But, yeah, they were designed for low-end torque, and the reason for that was that Buicks, Buicks were always big cars, but they really got big in the 50s, the early 50s all the way into probably the late 1970s or 80s. They were just massive cars and needed that torque to get them going.
So true, and this is something that I didn't realize, but because of that heavy torque number, the Buick marketing folks decided to label their air cleaners with torque ratings instead of the normal engine size or horsepower rating. So when you saw on one of those air cleaners, Wildcat 375, Wildcat 410, Wildcat 445, this was not indicating the cubic inch displacement, but actually the torque produced by that engine.
Right. They were very quickly to develop and break the 1 pound of torque per cubic inch very early in the design of those Nailheads. So they were just a cool engine for the time. They stayed popular with hot rodders. And even now, I ran into a fellow today that had a 58 with 364 in it. Hopefully he's listening. I gave him the number so he could listen on his phone. So he's out there. Hi, how you doing? But anyway, they were great, to power those big old boats from the day. And by 59, they increased the size of that engine to 401 cubic inches.
Mm.
Think a second here, is that there were very, very few car makers that were making an engine that big. I think right around that time, Mercury might have had one.
Mm-hmm.
I think 58, Lincoln Continental had a 430. That was another expensive, massive car. So this was quite a development for the day. And they kept that engine, well in the 60s. I had a 62 convertible with that engine in it that I think was putting out about 330 horsepower.
Amazing numbers when you stop and think about it. How?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go into what was the largest member of the family, the Nailcat family. Was that the 425?
Right, yeah. In 62, they came out with their 425, and they kept that till 67. And they actually began a car in their 63 Riviera, but later on they made it available in the Wildcat and the Electra models. And by 64 and 66, that was all they were using. That was their standard engine for the day.
And four-barrel carburation was standard on all 425-cubic-inch nail heads and was called the Wildcat 465. Again,
nodding
to the trivia side of the fence. Tell us about this special edition for 1965, a Riviera Grand Sport and the 66 Wildcat GS. This is the Super Wildcat regular production option, RPO option Y48. What did it include?
That included two four-barrel carburetors, a special intake manifold, and they delivered the extra parts in the trunk of the car to be installed by the dealer.
Oh, no kidding. It didn't roll off the assembly line that way, so it had to be done locally at the dealer. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was kind of neat for the time. I think it had something extra special. I think it became a bragging point for people that ordered those in.
As we move toward the end of the 66 model year, approximately May of 66, Buick offered the Super Wildcat 465 with dual four-barrel carburetors, and this time it was a factory-installed engine. Tell us more about this particular engine.
Right, the engine is coded as an MZ. They had the dealer-installed dual four-barrel setups, and when it was dealer-installed, it was referred to as the MW. There were only 179 of these 1966 Riviera GS cars built with that designation, the MZ designation. So if you can find one, you're really, really looking at a very collectible and a very, very rare car.
Absolutely. That's the kind of car that would cross the block at Barrett-Jackson or Mecum or Auctions America. That is definitely a rare vehicle. Nail heads were replaced in 1967 by a series of engines, big block, a family of engines. Tell us about these new engine configurations, the cubic inch displacements, and more, Don.
Right. They started phasing out the nail heads, 67, they were replaced by a series of engines starting with 400 cubic inches and went to 430 and ended up with a monster 455 cubic inch engine. By the way, we've got a 68 Buick Grand Sport with that 430 engine up on our website. Anybody wants to see what they look like.
Very cool.
But they were a great engine and basically helped them become a bit of a muscle car for the late 60s into the 70s.
That's great. And I understand in an effort to overcome the rather restrictive exhaust port design, Buick drag racing enthusiasts back in the 1960s used superchargers and also custom camshafts. So tell us a little bit about this customizing done by the drag racing enthusiasts.
Right. There was actually a person, and I'm not sure how this was engineered, but he used a supercharger and was able to put fuel through the exhaust ports. And I'm not really sure how he did that. I've never seen the design of it. And really, when I first seen this written down, I thought that somebody was just listing some erroneous information for a copyright infringement or something. And then I researched a little more and found out that it was, in fact, true. But for the life of me, I can't figure out how the design was. But I'll probably run into somebody that had one of these days.
Absolutely. Somebody listening to the show will get in touch with you.
Yeah. Something I want to say, there's plenty of high-performance parts out there for the nailhead engines, particularly the 401 and the 425. When you're doing any kind of work or you're rebuilding these engines, you got to be very careful about what parts you can use. Not all parts are interchangeable. They're externally balanced, so when you do things like take the flywheel off, you've got to make sure the flywheel goes on in the same position it came off, because that's where the balance is in that flywheel. So there's six ways of putting it on, but only one right way. So I highly recommend that if somebody is building one of these engines, they get their books, they get their tools, and they find somebody old school that'll coach them along the way, so they can do it right.
That sounds really cool. And another little interesting factoid, and thanks to your many years in the military, you're able to share this with us, but I understand the Buick 401s were used as starter motors for the SR-71 Blackbird, the military plane.
Mounted
on a trolley.
Mounted on a trolley, yep. When we search out for old engines, collectible engines, sometimes we look in the very, very odd places. Marinas for 426 wedges and for Hemi engines and for other big blocks, motorhomes for 440s and big Ford engines. But, sometimes even a military junkyard can find you a treasure or two.
Fantastic. This has been very interesting. I've learned a lot about the nailhead. And Don, it's always a pleasure to have you with us here on Auto World. Thanks for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program. If you're leaving us, that's okay. We'll see you next time around. Otherwise, after the top of the hour news, we're going to pop the hood with ASC certified technician Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.